morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon, going to be with you for about 55, 58 minutes. I have someone that I just cannot say enough good things about. Let me just back up for a minute. You know, we have wonderful city employees, wonderful for every department. I happened to be in City Hall yesterday, and people couldn't have been kinder and nicer and informative. So before, I guess I say this, before we're critical of them, find out why they did what they did or why they're doing what they do. Just don't be critical. They're hardworking people and we're fortunate to have them. And I mean that very from my heart because I know a lot of them. All right. Now, without further ado, Fourgois soup du jour. I have one of my favorite people in the world. Lisa Torrey, she is the RSVP director, and she has done a magnificent job. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate any opportunity I get to talk to you.
Well, I'll tell you, the job you're doing there is phenomenal. It's reinvigorated. It's the RSVP that I knew when. Our good friend Sheila was there. And then our other good friend from Williamstown, whose name escaped me, but that's all right. I forget where the refrigerator is. So it's not on this floor. I know it's on another floor. But what's going on at our – a lot's going on at RSVP. Amazing.
Yeah, so actually tomorrow we are going to be at a community health fair in Adams at the Adams Council on Aging. So we're excited about that. I've been excited to kind of stake our claim up in North County. I've been meeting with Patty Messina from the Northern Berkshire United Way.
Love her to peace. Just use my name. And after she throws you out, call me and I'll call you.
She's great. And my history with her kind of goes way back because we used to work at KB Toys together way back in the day. So, so it's been great, you know, kind of linking up with her and finding out what's going on up in North County and meeting some of the stakeholders in North County. So that's been kind of nice. We have a quarter 3 birthday party coming up next week for our quarter 3 birthdays. So that's July, August, and September birthdays that we'll be celebrating for the volunteers. Here in the office, we usually have cake. And we sing happy birthday, and it's kind of a fun time for everybody to get together. We just had a picnic with our Council on Aging here in Pittsfield, and it was amazing. We had a great time. That was the day before Labor Day, so it was good. Yeah.
Now, let's just clarify. We are recording this on Wednesday, September 11th, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Uh-huh. So when you said tomorrow, did you mean September 12th?
I did mean September 12th. Yes. So when this airs, that would be today. So stop by and see us at the Adams Council on Aging. If you don't know where that is, that's where the visitor center is in Adams, which is a nice, beautiful location. So.
Good. You know, thinking back on, I have to say this too, your new van is spectacular. Oh, it's just great.
It's gorgeous. And I'll tell you what, it gets really, really good gas mileage too. We recently attended the AmeriCorps Seniors convening in Baltimore, Maryland. The staff and I went down at the end of July.
Good.
And we drove the van down. And the van is a hybrid. It's not a plug-in hybrid. It's a hybrid vehicle. We weren't sure.
I have one of those.
how it was gonna go on the highway, but it did really well, 45 miles per gallon. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So,
I
yeah.
go to the I go to from Pittsfield to Bourne on the Cape. 5 gallons of gas.
Yeah, it's crazy. We only had to put gas in it once on the way back, and honestly, I think we probably could have made it back home on what we had left for gas, because it still was at a half a tank, and that we put gas in it in Delaware, and it was $35. So it was really economical as far as getting down to Baltimore for our conference that we had to attend. So.
Well, I see
Well,
you're
I see you're
getting feedback
getting
here.
feedback.
I don't know what that's from. I see your volunteers everywhere.
Yeah, they are. We actually bumped into some of them yesterday. They were working in the median on East Street, Pittsfield Beautiful, which, as you know, Pittsfield Beautiful was our station of the year this year.
Right.
Literally making Pittsfield beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's always nice to bump into the volunteers, and literally I feel like they're everywhere.
They certainly keep the theatrical places going.
Yes, they do. Which in turn is really good for our economy here in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
The theater is a venue that is a really tremendous venue that I'm thankful to have here in the city. And they really could not do what they do without
No.
volunteerism. So
No.
for that, we should be very appreciative of them, because I don't know about you, but when I go to see a show at the Colonial, I'm usually having something to eat in downtown Pittsfield beforehand. So
Yeah.
it's part of going to a show is stopping and enjoying some of the things that downtown Pittsfield has to offer.
And it's really, I think downtown is starting, and I have to say this, as I said before, city employees. Well, the police department are city employees. The DA's office aren't city employees, but in the sheriff's office, they're state and county. But I have to say, there's been kind of a cleaning up of downtown. I have to, I walked there because of my condition, and it's kind of flat. And my hill, climbing hill days, they're over. But I'm totally impressed. I did it yesterday, in fact. And it was amazing to walk and not be and I listen, I'm not criticizing panhandling or anything, but it when you're just there, you're focused and on what you're trying to do, and that kind of, for me, it kind of threw me off course when you'd be two or three times you'd get hit in like a two blocks. So but that has kind of subsided. And I attribute patrol that Chief Dolly has instituted, and the DA prosecuting people. And and listen, I don't want to see anybody go to jail. I don't want to see anybody get in trouble. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But without some kind of guardrails, society goes goofy. That's pretty well proven. But people, if you're interested, I'm going to let Lisa give you the spiel. But I would tell you this: if you have time and you want to contribute, not gripe, I got a lot of those, trust me. Not gripe, but want to contribute, be part of the solution, not the problem. Call Lisa. Go in there,
Yeah.
step in. They're right in, they're in the what I call the downstairs of the library in the back, underneath the book.
We have beautiful new signage too. That's
I
up.
know it.
It looks really good. you cannot miss us, RSVP of the Berkshires. And it's so true what you're saying, Bill. Like, you can sit, anybody can complain. Like,
Yeah.
it's the easiest thing to do, but to get involved and make your community a better place and think of solutions to the issues that we face every day instead of just sitting there complaining about everything that you don't like. Get out there and get involved.
Yeah, I have another saying too, and I'm probably gonna don't vote, don't gripe.
It's so true.
A lot of taxes are too high. Did you vote? No. Time out. I don't want to hear from you. Goodbye. Because I look at what you people do, you being RSVP, all the hundreds, thousands of hours that are contributed to the betterment of our county. It's phenomenal. It's
It is.
absolutely phenomenal.
It's truly amazing. And I am so thankful to be doing the work that I do because not only is it the volunteers that I get to work with every day that are wanting to make a difference in the community, it truly is the colleagues that I work with. Every single person, as you just pointed out, every single person that works for the city of Pittsfield is dedicated to serving this community. And to be around people that are dedicated to serving the community and want to make a difference in the community and want to do something positive for the community, it's really a truly a good place to be. So I feel very honored to be in the position that I'm in, to be supporting the community in this capacity with the volunteers that we provide to the nonprofits that truly rely on volunteerism to keep things running, to be able to provide the services that they're able to provide for the community, whether that be in our food pantries, whether that be providing rides to medical appointments, which are two of the big things that we do here at RSVP. But as you mentioned, the theaters who rely on volunteerism, just you, Berkshire Horse Works, which relies on volunteers, and that is supporting the community. Mental health wise. So there's just so many avenues of volunteerism in the community. So it truly is a blessing to be around people day in and day out that want to make a difference.
I find out too, as you well know, and your volunteers, giving, volunteering, you get as much back as you give.
Absolutely. It feels good to volunteer. I know the house that I worked on in the wintertime on Robbins Avenue, we had an RSVP day for Habitat for Humanity. And myself and my volunteer coordinator and one of our volunteers, Mark, joined us on that build. And the house is now being put up for sale, which is great. So that's created two housing units for somebody to be proud to be a homeowner, affordable housing. So it's a good thing.
I was in City Hall, as I said yesterday, and I bumped into a wonderful volunteer, Tom Cowan. He
I love Tom, yeah.
he's we went to school together. He's older than I am, but
Yeah.
yeah, don't tell him that. He greets you when you come in. It makes you feel like it is your city hall.
Yeah, he's
You
so
know?
helpful.
Yes, he knows wherever you want to go. He tells me where to go too often. No,
Yeah,
I kid. I kid, but it's those kinds of people. I've seen them at the at Barrington Stage. I've seen them at the Colonial. I even believe you have a couple down at Shakespeare. All I can see, the people I bump into at these places, they want to be there. They want to volunteer. It's really heartwarming to see it. And no, there are our neighbors, there are friends, there are church people with us. It's to me, what you put back together, and I use that term, back together, in my opinion, and of course everybody knows, the views and opinions on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way, no way represent the Pittsfield School Committee, School Department, Mayor Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council, and or the person jaywalking in front of the construction site on North Street. There we go. We got them all in there now. How do people volunteer? I'm interested. I'm listening to the show and say, you know what? I only got 4 or 5 hours a week. What can I do? What do you tell them?
So when they come in, we try to match them up based on what their availability is, what they're interested in doing. And I always say there's something for everybody because there are people that really would like to have that regimented routine, something that they can rely on as far as making a commitment to a volunteer job. But then there are people that really like to just have the flexibility of their time and they don't want to make that commitment. We have something for everybody. So if you do want to volunteer for through RSVP, the best way to do that is to come into the office and fill out the application and sit down with either myself or Diane. And we'll have that discussion with you about what you are interested in doing. Some people want to try something new. Some people want to go back to things that they're familiar with and their experiences. And so I would say there's just something for everybody here. We are working on getting the application so that it is online. So if you go to cityofpittsfield.org, and then you click on RSVP, you'll find our RSVP page there. And I am working on putting the application online, having it be a fillable application so that you're able to fill it out and then we're able to call you. We do have to have you come into the office because we do a Corrie check on all of our volunteers. So that's, requires you to come in. So that we can do that piece of it, and sit down with you and have that conversation. So.
I think the basic whole concept between RSVP, and some people get confused a little bit. You don't have to be retired and you don't have to be a senior. That's how it started to give, and I will say this because I have colleagues and peers and friends. I know you don't get out much. And that's kind of your fault. But what is good, if you can hook up with RSVP, not only is it good for your socialization, it contributes to the overall good of the community. And you'll get, and I mean this, you'll get as much out of it as you put into it.
It's so true. I mean, it's one of the things about RSVP and AmeriCorps Seniors, because RSVP is an AmeriCorps Seniors program. It's a federal program. It started in 1971. So the thing is, with being a member of RSVP, it's good for the senior, the person age 55 and up. Because it really does support your mental, social, emotional, and overall well-being. But also, it's good for the community because you are providing your services to the community and giving back to your community in huge ways. You figure that somebody age 55 has the experience, has life experience to really give back in such a meaningful way. So
have you got, can I just interrupt for a minute? You got a ton of background noise coming in.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, somebody's talking or something in the background.
Yep. Yeah. I wish I could put you on hold so that I could tell my staff is out there having a conversation. So
I'll tell you what, we got to take a break.
Okay.
Anyhow, and we'll just take it in about 3 minutes. How's that? That way there we'll be ready.
Okay.
All right. But we're here today. And this lady here, Lisa Torrey, I have to tell you, I she's one of my favorite people in the world because she's a giver.
Uh-huh.
She truly is a giver. And she worked in the veteran services before, and that's where I first met her. And of course, then she threw us under the bus to go for the old people at RSVP. No, I'm only kidding. She is just, she's a gift to the city, but she's also a gift to RSVP. RSVP, and we'll talk about hospital trips and or doctor's visits and this and how you do that. Because I know just the other day, someone, I happen to be, you're not going to believe this, in a doctor's office at my age. Are you kidding me? The beast of Annie Condren. But anyhow, I was there and the person had to cancel. They couldn't get a ride to the doctor. So that happens. Lisa and her crew, they do so many good things. And why I have them on the show, because I want you to know.
Yes. So we actually have two transportation programs. We have our van transportation program, which pretty much has been with the city of Pittsfield for all 50 years that we've been running RSVP. And the van transportation program will bring you to a medical appointment for free. The van runs Monday through Friday from 8:30 in the morning until about 3:30 in the afternoon is when we have our last ride pickup. And again, it's free. You just have to be a city resident to use the van transportation program. The van stays in the city of Pittsfield. And then we also have our Wheels for Wellness program, which the Wheels for Wellness program, is countywide. Those are our volunteers, that drive their personal vehicle to pick up, clients countywide, and also a free program where if somebody in North Adams needs to go to the Phelps Cancer Center, you know, we put you in the schedule and we assign a volunteer to that trip. And I would be remiss if I did not talk about Jeff Rucolette at this moment in time. Because I give him all the credit in the world for the Wheels for Wellness program. He saw the need. He followed it through and helped create this program, which was successfully able to launch in June of 2021. It was supposed to launch in March of 2020. And we all know what happened in March of 2020. So the program did not launch, and but Jeff stuck with it.
Yeah.
And you know, he was still the director here in June of 2021, and even though some of the partnerships had fallen off, they still went through with the launch of the program. And I can tell you that the program provides roughly around 1,500 rides a year so far. And that number keeps growing.
Amazing.
So it's amazing. You know, those, for those of you who are listening that don't know We lost our friend and colleague, Jeff Rugolat, on September 6th. He had a year-long battle with pancreatic cancer, and he was only 36 years old. So it's a sad time for us here in the city. It's a sad time for RSVP because Jeff did a really good job running RSVP through a pandemic, which was extremely challenging. And when I took over, the Wheels for Wellness program had just launched. And as I said, some of the partners kind of fell by the wayside just because of the circumstances of the pandemic happening. And so it's one thing about Jeff is he never gave up. And so I knew, although we were struggling with the program, and it had a lot of kinks to work out when I took it over, I knew I could not give up on that program. And I'm so glad that I stuck with it, and it's still here today, and it continues to grow and be successful. So I mean, if you are somebody who is listening to this right now, and you need a ride, please don't hesitate to call the office 499-9345. And if you're somebody that's interested in helping a neighbor, please give us a call because we can always use drivers, especially in North and South County. It's challenging. It's challenging to age in place when the transportation is not there. Maybe you've lived in your home for 40 years, and now you're in a position where you no longer are able to drive, but you want to stay in your house. That's what this program is here for, is it's to help you get to your medical appointments.
And I will tell you, because I know I don't like it. Thank you, Lisa, for not saying it. I am of that age. And we do need more support now as we get older. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Jeff Rucola, God bless you. And thank you for all that you have done for so many. You will be missed, my friend. Jeff Rucolat was just an amazing person. Let's leave it at that. Jeff, again, thank you for all that you did. We are recording this program on September 11th. All of us can remember where we were, what we were doing. This is my flag. On September 11th, let's remember that we are all Americans and we try. Please, I always ask this. Please don't desecrate this flag. A lot of people, friends of mine, colleagues, and others, at some point in time put their name on the line to die for this flag. So whatever you do, don't desecrate it. You don't have to love it. You don't have to, but please don't desecrate it. That's all I'm asking. We'll be right back. I'm here with Lisa Tully, and I'll tell you what, she's given me more information than my little old senile brain can handle. But I'm going to stay with her because she's one of my favorites. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Lisa. We're going to be gone. Don't go away. We got more. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can get involved more, but we're also going to talk about more about the transportation. We're going to repeat some of the stuff we have because it is a morning show. People are in it. And out. And I don't want anybody to miss anything. So we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hello, this is Congressman Richard E. Neal, and you're listening to 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sundrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. I'm here today with Lisa Tully. She is the executive director of the RSVP for all of Berkshire County. It's housed here in Pittsfield in the library building. Lisa will give you instructions how to get there. I like to go in the children park where the children's entrance is, and you can see it now. They have a big, beautiful sign. One door goes in. Let me just help you with it. Library. You see a bunch of kids and a bunch of books south, and you'll find the door to RSVP. They're always wonderful there. They always greet you. Sometimes it's volunteers. Sometimes it's help, the staff. Sometimes it's Lisa herself. But if you go in there and you want to be a volunteer or you need a ride or you, whatever, I promise you, you'll leave there feeling better. And I mean that when I say that. You will feel better because you get treated like, ready? Human being.
Yeah.
And Lisa's got a lot of experience. She worked for in the Veterans Service, and I can personally attest to this. She was magnificent. So what's the future for RSVP? I know you're always planning. Got a birthday thing coming up. You've got this. You've taken the bull by the horns, really.
Yeah. So right now I'm working on obviously continuing to grow Central Berkshire, but I'm also working on North County right now and just kind of getting the word out there. There's so many people that don't know about RSVP. And especially our transportation program, who can really benefit from that service. So I'm really working hard, trying to network, trying to build, our name so that people recognize us, no matter where I am, So that's kind of what I've been working on. And in the meantime, AmeriCorps Seniors has come out with some new focus areas, which right now we're in a continuation on our grant. I did the renewal last year, so we're in a brand new grant cycle. Our grant cycle runs for 3 years, so we get part of our funding from AmeriCorps Seniors. And the other part of our funding comes from the city of Pittsfield. The AmeriCorps just announced this year that they have added, a focus area for mental health, which, as we know, has become a national issue. And a major issue. So it's not just obviously a community issue, although it is a very big community issue here, as we know.
Yes.
And the other focus area is housing. So I'm working on trying to build those areas up in our volunteerism. So I've just reached out to NAMI. Hopefully, I know they have a brand new director there, and hopefully we get together with them soon. And are able to kind of plug some volunteers into NAMI. But just kind of working on those to build up so that when it comes our time, our next grant cycle is a competition cycle. So I'll be able to add those focus areas and hopefully have a good base of volunteers in those focus areas.
I have to say this. Because you hear it all the time, I hear it all the time. Pittsfield is an aging city. Okay?
Uh-huh.
RSVP is a wonderful place
for
people my age and older, whether you, and part of it is because of RSVP. Really and truly. Okay. So,
well, I mean, just because you're older does not mean that your life ends. Like, it does not mean that.
Right.
Like, you're still a valued member of this community.
And can contribute.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think back. And I say to myself, well, everybody's talking about this aging city, or an aging county, actually. But that said, we have RSVP. We have things that seniors can do. We have a senior center second to none. You go in there, and I was just there yesterday, and they told me to get out. I was too young. Hello. But... you know, I love when I go into a liquor store and buy a bottle of wine and say, can I see an ID? And now I say to them, why am I too old to drink? But we got to coordinate and collaborate more with all the city's departments to deal with the aging population. Give you an example. We need more handicapped parking. You go out to Walmart or Costco, BJ's, they're all taken. So if they're all taken there, we need more in the shopping areas and the medical areas in Pittsfield. I mean, this is just me. I'm not preaching. I mean, I could see Council on Aging, RSVP coming together with citizens and developing a plan to present to the city. That's my dream. Because we need more cuts in sidewalks. Like right now, just for those, the Polish princess had knee replacement surgery on Monday. So she's home. She's doing really well. Knock on wood. Thank you, Dr. Sage, and the whole crew at BMC. But we need, now she's got a walker for a couple weeks. I see so many people trying to get we need more cuts so that walkers can go. It's that little bit of stuff. When you say you're an aging community, it should be a positive thing, not a negative thing.
And you make, and I'm really hoping that Jim and I work really well together, and I'm really hoping that whoever the new director is of the Council on Aging, and I work together really well, and we support each other, because it definitely should be two services that the city of Pittsfield provides for the senior population, working together to make it a high quality experience for seniors to live here.
There are issues, you and Jim know probably better than anybody else in government, some of the issues the seniors are facing. You know, Jim helps with transportation, but there's still people. We got to, why I have both of you on. He'll be on next week. Get the word out to the people. Here's how you can get, if you need a doctor's ride, if you're, and Jim's the same way. They provide transportation to and from the center and so many other things. And I just, I want to put you guys in the spotlight, because I don't think you always are in the spotlight, and you should be.
Yeah, I mean, and to be able to provide resources for seniors, like one of the vendors at our AmeriCorps convening was the Federal Trade Commission. So a lot of seniors are getting scammed by fraudulent activities, not only on your personal computer, but via phone. Just being able to provide resources to somebody who says, hey, I keep getting all these phone calls that seem like they're scams, or these text messages. How do I unsubscribe, and be able to help them unsubscribe from something like that?
I'm going to, just an FYI, I have tried to unsubscribe from several, and it doesn't work. So the next time I have Congressman Neal on, I'm going to tell him that, because we are, targets. Seniors are targets. And fortunately, I have a son that is very good at computers and told me with computers and phones what to do and not do, what to look. But as far as telephone, I want to give someone retired, Kate Alexander. She worked for the Department of the Attorney General in the consumer protection area. And this is what we do, okay? If we don't recognize the number, we don't answer. If it's important, they'll leave a message. They'll call you back. And you know what we found? The ones, 99% of the ones we don't answer, don't leave a message. And it's today with all the AI and everything else, they get your voice, whatever. It's just not worth it. So that's what I remember from Kate. We haven't done it for years. And but I had a cousin and her husband. I would tell them, do not answer the phone if you don't recognize the number. I might as well have told the telephone pole that because they didn't listen. And they're both passed now, so I can say that. But they got scammed. I can't tell you how many times. It was a sad, sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find, like, with a lot of people in from your generation, Bill, is that, like, as I know, my mom is about your age, and, the phone rings, and she thinks she has to pick up no matter what.
That's
no
exactly
matter where
right.
She is, no matter what she's doing, she's got to pick up. And, the beauty of our cell phones is that if you're busy doing something, you can just let it go to voicemail and call that person back. Like you're saying, if it's somebody that's legit, they're going to leave a message for you.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and don't go by. I got a call yesterday. 413 something, something, something. So I said, Roseanne said, we just got home from the hospital. So we didn't know whether it was the hospital calling or the nurse visiting or whatever. So I answered it. And it was a foreign person with a Pittsfield number wanting to my information, wanted to know how my Medicare was coming along. And would I give him my information so that they could check it? And I blocked the call. But I could see somebody falling for that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I saw Sheriff Bowler put something out. Somebody's doing a scam situation, and if you don't give money or something, they're going to arrest you in so many hours or whatever. So, folks, take Lisa's advice and take, if you don't know, and don't ever give your social security, your date of birth, anything like that over the mail, over the phone, or on air.
Yeah, definitely.
So definitely. I hate to bring this up, but this is September, and we are going to be heading into the holiday season. And I know you guys are always so active during the holidays, helping out places and
I was going to talk to you about this. Berkshire Community Action Council has started their Elf Warm Clothing program. And so they are looking for volunteers for that right now. As you know, we have a group of volunteers here that are meeting regularly on Tuesday mornings and knitting and crocheting warm hats for the clothing drive. Yeah.
I need one.
Yeah.
Hey, no insulation.
We've got a lot of hats here. They work during the year on those hats. So they're working all the time on our hats here. But they are looking for volunteers for the warm clothing drive. And I believe that is, let me just, so I'm not quoted incorrectly, to assist in receiving warm clothing donation, assist in sorting and labeling clothing, assist parents shopping in the boutique, assist in packing and picking up clothing by size, schedule appointments for families, and retrieve phone messages. So That's going on at BCAC. I know Michelle really could use the help with volunteers. And I should give a shout out to BCAC because they are our funding partner for our Wheels for Wellness program. And I could not run the Wheels for Wellness program without the support of Deb Leonzik and her crew of incredible people over at BCAC. So we're more than happy to help support them with the other volunteer opportunities that they have.
Reach out to her if she's interested. Have her get a hold of me. I'll get her on.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other lady too that we've worked a lot with I call it Red Feather, Berkshire. Tom Bernard's in charge of it.
Oh yes, yeah, yep. The United Way, yeah. Thank Brenda
you.
Patel.
What? Yes. It only took two of us to think of it. We did.
Yeah.
They, you know, and again, these people do. You know, they're. We must get 10 pieces of mail a day from people I never even heard of. And they all are a veterans group or a fire group or a fire and police support, retire. Listen, we have police here. We have fire here. They have their own organizations. You want to give, do what I do. Give here. Uh-huh. Now, I know where the money's going then.
So to talk a little bit, so I just met with Brenda Patel recently. We are working on a date. We don't have a date yet, but we're working on putting together a volunteer fair.
Oh, cool.
So RSVP is partnering with the Berkshire United Way on that. And Brenda also spoke about the Thanksgiving Angels, which will be recruiting volunteers for that. So again, another good way to give back I've done it before. It just makes you feel good, you know, knowing that you're supporting a family in need. So.
Yeah. And get whenever you're ready, just get a hold of me. I'll get your guys right in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. As soon as we have a date, it's hard, to pin Brenda down because she is so busy all the time.
I know.
So I'm just kind of waiting to hear back from her on a date. But as soon as we know when that's going to be, I definitely would love to come back on the show and promote the volunteer fair with her.
And I have to shout out to Tom Bernard. What a great job he's doing.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's everywhere. I can't say enough good things about the whole organization. But as the Patriots found out, you're only as good as your quarterback. So, did I say that? Who said that? But seriously, anything that you have going on, you want to get out. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll be hosting. We've done this now for 3 years. The first year was a little bit slow. Last year, we had a lot of people that attended a holiday gathering here at RSVP for the volunteers, which it was such a great event last year. We had about 60 to 70 volunteers who came for the holiday gathering. We had food. It was a good time for them to socialize. We gave them a small gift. And it was a lot of fun. So we're planning on doing that again this year, December 13th, which I look forward to it. I look forward to any opportunity that I get to engage with my volunteers because I see my drivers a lot because they come into the office to pick up the van, and even my drivers for Wheels for Wellness will stop in, periodically. But when we send volunteers out to what we refer to as the stations, and so those are the nonprofits that we partner with in the community, when we send them there, sometimes we may not see them, for a few months after they've been placed in their volunteer role. So it is always Nice to have them come into the office and, you know, get to know them as people. And I can tell you, this is why I am so blessed, is to be able to get to know each person individually.
Yes.
It truly, they're remarkable people. I can't say enough good things about my volunteers. I really can't.
That's great.
They are the backbone of this community. They really are.
And you know, I'm going to have to agree 100% with Lisa, simply because I know a lot of places where the volunteers go. And if the volunteers weren't there, some of these places might not be there, and or the level of service wouldn't be what it is. And they do it because they want to, and because
they
contribute to the community. And a pat on the back, a holiday bazaar, a little get together. I'll tell you what, anybody, and this is addressed at anybody who's in public office, has anything to say, please come on the show and we'll debate it. Because this is one of the agencies within the city that just gives. Yes, you have to put a few shekels into it. But I'll tell you this, I would tell you what, I would say for this lady here, and this is a compliment, she can squeeze the buffalo off a nickel. So don't think that she's frivolous. And what an RSVP we have here. That's the other thing. What an RSVP we have. Active, going, people coming and going. You have to stop in there, I'm telling you. Really and truly.
You know, it's true. And, you know, I was really surprised, you know, at the end of July when we were able to go to the AmeriCorps seniors convening and, you know, we're able to see the other people nationwide that are, you know, doing the same things in their communities that, yeah, that we're doing here. But in one of the sessions I went to, I said, you know, they asked how many active volunteers do you have? And I said, I have 288 active volunteers. And everyone's like, oh my God. So, yeah. You know, I kind of got the feeling that we're doing really well here in Pittsfield. Because exactly. I feel like some other communities do not have the volunteer support that we have. And to have 288 active volunteers is pretty incredible. Like,
yeah.
That means those people are actively in the community and doing a job, have a job in the community where they are volunteering and plugged in.
You're exactly right. And I let me go back one more time and say this so I can get hate mail from all the Patriots fans. They didn't find out what a big team they had until they lost their quarterback. I'm going to say this for Lisa. RSVP went through some bumpy times, but Lisa's come back and it's flourishing like you wouldn't believe. And the number of volunteers, the number of programs, the number of stations they go to, it's a credit to you, your whole staff, and the city and the county. that's why I'm always happy to support you.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, it truly is all about the people. It's about the volunteers. It is. And, you know, like I said, I do my very best to get to know each and every one of them individually. It's kind of hard when you have that many of them.
Yeah, can't exactly have
them all
over.
Yeah, I really do try to get to know them on a personal level. You know, they're important. We couldn't do the work we do without them. So,
and to me, the work you do is so beneficial. And let me say this: I think even for me, it breathes some new life into you. It really does. Volunteering, you is me saying to the Irish mother used to say, "Here, but for the grace of God, and go I." And boy, I'll tell you, when you're volunteering, and you're driving or you're just in the vicinity or attending, that rings true in my head. And it's rewarding in and of itself. And whatever you do for the least of my brothers or sisters, you do for me. And I try not to forget that. Lisa, thank you for coming on. Jeff, Rucolat, we're dedicating this show to you.
Absolutely. And I always say, and I've said to him personally many times, the Wheels for Wellness program will always remain his legacy here at RSVP. He will never be forgotten.
Let's get a petition going, work with the mayor, and get it named after him.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good idea. Mm-hmm.
I'm not as really dumb as I look. I couldn't be and still survive. Mm-hmm. But that would be a lifelong tribute, would be etched in stone. Because, you know, when we go, you retire or not, people forget. And this would be a wonderful tribute.
I am planning on dedicating our next annual luncheon, which we do have the date for, April 25th, to Jeff's memory. Like I said, he will always be remembered positively. I actually was talking about him this morning with the volunteer coordinator and just saying how thankful I was to have known him and to have had him, support me when I came into this role. I couldn't have been as successful as I was without his help. I still use his notes to this day. He took very meticulous notes on this position, and I still use many of them today, helping me with, especially things that you don't have to do except for maybe one time a year. It's like, how did I?
I used to have to put those, I got one of those big calendars, and I have to put that on it. I want to thank you for taking the time. I won't be able because I have to be Nurse Cratchit, but please say a prayer at the service for me, for Jeff.
Absolutely.
And thank you. I be reaching out to you, but reach out to me if you have anything that you want announced. Just email me and I'll make it happen.
Okay.
For the people, before we go, don't forget now, there's notification. The new trash is going to start. There's a form. I'm going to get more information on. I got the mayor coming on, the mayor himself. They will, and my peers, they're all worried about this. They will pick up your trash can. You just have to fill out the form. And I know I am going to approach the powers to be and say not every senior is capable of filling out the form online. And we'll just leave it at that. So Lisa will tell you, a lot of seniors, they got all they can do to manipulate their cell phone. And I'm one of them, you know. Lisa, say hi to the old guy for me. And
I will.
And let me do it right now. The City of Pittsfield Public Works Department, Public Service, whatever they call it now. The people who keep us, our roads and all. Thank you for all you do. And I know you're just good people. Thank you. And just let me give you a heads up. Snow's on the way. God bless.
Don't say that.
God bless. And today, make somebody smile. Lift somebody else's load. We're all together in this. And all we have is each other. Think about that. I don't care if you're a kid or you're 90. We have each other. And we have to start acting like that. Like we are helping each other. Lisa, I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to call you about an off-air question that I have for you for something I'm doing on another venue.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
You are the best. Thank you so very much. And, again, a prayer for Jeff for me would be wonderful. All right, everybody. Absolutely. Remember what I said. And I know some of you don't like this, but God bless. Take care of each other. Each other, it's all that we have. Talk to you. Thanks, Lisa.
All right, thank you. Take care.
You too.
Keep on.